Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. As of today, Michigan entrepreneurs can apply for a license to open a recreational marijuana store. Well, some entrepreneurs in some cities in Michigan. Kathleen Gray with the Detroit Free Press has been reporting on recreational marijuana possibly coming to a retailer near you, and she joins us now. Hi there.
Hi, Lester. How are you today?
Just great. So voters approved recreational marijuana last November. Here we are almost a year later and still no recreational marijuana shops. What's taking so long?
Well, a couple of things. The state had until December of this year to come up with the rules to govern that will govern the industry. And they actually came up with those rules in July. But they wanted to make sure that cities knew what the deal was, whether they wanted to have recreational marijuana businesses in their communities. And so they held off taking applications until today. And I think that there was probably 8 to 10 people who have already submitted applications. And the state has actually already given out pre-approval, pre-qualification statuses to two businesses. So we're getting close.
So how long before retailers might actually be in business?
You know what? That's going to take a little bit longer because the state hasn't decided if it's going to allow medical marijuana businesses to transfer plants and products from the medical side of the business to the recreational side of the business. So we may have to wait until the first crop of licensed recreational plants are ready to harvest and go, and that takes 3 to 4 months. So we're looking at maybe March or April before sales start.
So it's not just the retailers who are selling it, but the growers are getting their applications in today, right?
Absolutely, and they're going to be the front line because those are the ones that, you know, have to get their seeds in the ground and start growing in order to get the market really going.
You write that there is concern the recreational market will swamp supply and medical marijuana patients might face shortages. How likely is that?
Very likely. I mean, they're already facing shortages already. There's a severe shortage of marijuana flower in the market right now. And that's what most patients, that's about 60% of the sales for the dispensaries. And so if they run out of flower, then the other stuff is available. You know, the marijuana vapes, the edibles, those types of things are available. But most people want flower. And the state doesn't want to starve the medical market to feed the recreational side. So that's why they're kind of holding back on allowing any transfers between the two.
Now, not every city is allowing recreational marijuana retail shops, and at this point, that includes Michigan's largest city, Detroit. Let's start with how many cities have actually opted out?
Well, as of today, there was 1,368 cities that have opted out, and they had to do this by November 1st because if they didn't, if a marijuana business filed an application for a city that hadn't opted out, then the state was obligated to approve that license or deny it for whatever reason. But they needed to get that in by November 1st, those cities. And we expect that many of those cities are probably going to reconsider at some point and opt back in and allow marijuana businesses in. But they're just kind of, a lot of them are just kind of waiting to see how the dust settles on the whole marijuana market.
What's Detroit's story right now? You report they've put a temporary hold on recreational marijuana businesses.
Right. They are going to vote on that on Tuesday, and they are going to put a hold. They want to put a hold until January 31st, until they sort out their recreational ordinance. They intend to allow recreational marijuana in the city, but they just want to make sure that they've, you know, crossed all the I's or T's and dotted all the I's before they really get it. And they also want to get their social equity program in shape before they start permitting some of these businesses. They've held back probably about a quarter of their licenses, medical marijuana licenses for the recreational market to social equity eligible applicants. And those are folks who have lived in the city for at least 5 years because they want Detroiters to be able to participate in the market.
Clear something up for me. So there are a lot of medical marijuana dispensaries around the state. Are they going to be able to sell recreational marijuana?
No, because they're not going to have any recreational product. Because the state so far isn't allowing a transfer of the recreation of the medical product, which has, you know, all been put into the state system in the medical side. They're not allowing a transfer of that over to the recreational side. Now, that may change at some point before the first crop is harvested. We don't know that yet.
But they can get a dual license. They can be both a dispensary and a retailer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so there may be medical marijuana businesses who have a recreational license, but they don't have any product to sell. And you're not going to be able to get the product until the state says you can transfer some of it from the medical side.
So let's see if I've got this straight. Retailers can apply for licenses starting today. So can growers. There probably won't be any recreational marijuana to be sold for months. Medical marijuana dispensaries can get a license for recreational sales, but there'll still be that delay, that lag of months. And it'll be a few more months before growers can supply these new stores. Is that right?
That's right. You've got it.
All right. Kathleen Gray is reporter for the Detroit Free Press. Thanks for your reporting.
Thanks, Lester.